When things go wrong in an airplane cockpit, a few words from an air traffic controller can save the day.
Cirrus 8, Delta Foxtrot, low altitude alert. Check your altitude immediately. You're supposed to be at 2700.
That's air traffic controller Dan Hemingway talking to the pilot of a small plane flying over Madison, Wisconsin. Last December 30th, an all-important word from controller Hemingway probably saved a pilot's life.
8 Delta Foxtrot, climb.
Climb. That instruction alerted the pilot, who was flying in the clouds, that she was seconds away from crashing into the ground. Dan Hemingway is one of 12 controllers honored today by the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. He will receive the Archie League Medal of Safety for extraordinary vigilance and skill on the job. The medal is named for the man who's widely believed to be the world's first air traffic controller. Also being honored today are Ken Hoff, who works at an FAA radar facility in southern New Hampshire, and Scott Didimo, who works in the control tower at Newark Liberty International Airport. Scott explains that last July 24th, he spotted a jumbo jet about to land with its landing gear up.
I was training on the local control at the time, and noticed about 10 miles out from the airport, this 747. Had no gear, and that's kind of common at 10 miles because the gear isn't really lowered just then. But as he came closer, it still didn't look right. And I would say about 5 miles out, it kind of strung a bell in my head to say, okay, keep an eye on this guy. It doesn't really look like he has gear down. And in fact, he did not have the gear down. Yeah, I would say I had about 10 seconds to go.
So this was an Air India flight, Flight 145, and you placed a call to a pilot. We have a tape. Let's take a listen.
Okay.
India 145, have you checked gear down? Gear appears up.
Air India 145.
It was very concise. You just wanted to let them know, your gear's not down. I can't see that.
Correct.
A lot of pilots actually saw this transpire.
Yes, yes.
And they got on the radio and gave you a lot of attaboys afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Good call, Tower.
Thanks.
Great catch.
Thank
you. Good job, man.
Good call.
He needs a raise or a day off for that one.
Someone said you need a raise or a day off. Did you get either one of those things?
I got a day off, yes.
Well, that's good. Hope that raise is coming. Now, Ken, you're also receiving this award because of an extraordinary catch, if I can use that phrase, on August 9th, just a few weeks later.
Yes.
Tell us what happened that day.
Well, I was at work at the Boston Consolidated Tracon, and I was working a flight data position. I had just issued a clearance, and all of a sudden, this call came over the speaker, you know.
Manchester, this is November 9132, Victor, and the pilot of the plane is not well. We have to go back to Laconia, please help me.
November 9932, Victor, this is Boston Approach. How you doing?
How you doing?
It's what came to me, you know, and you can see she came back. She said, I'm fine, but, you know, my father, who's the pilot of the airplane, is incapacitated, you know. So I proceeded to figure out what her capabilities were by issuing her a couple of control instructions and seeing how she did with that.
Do you have any experience in flying the airplane yourself, ma'am?
I've flown a Warrior. I've never flown a Malibu.
Okay, we're very similar. We're going to do the best we can to help you right now. Are you familiar with the Laconia Airport at all?
I never really felt as though there was going to be a problem. I mean, I just felt as though I had to do my best to try to help her through it, guide her back to the airport.
How long did that take?
It was approximately 15 minutes. The part that was really kind of alarming was that now we're bringing her back to the airport and all of a sudden her mother passes out. So that really made it a lot more anxious.
And how'd you bring her down?
Well, you know, I talked her right down to the runway. I reminded her several times, when the airplane lands, do not forget to put on the brakes. Unfortunately, the parents passed away about 2 weeks after the incident.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear
that. It was very sad.
I just wonder whether air traffic controllers are born or made. Is it a case where either you have the temperament for this or you don't?
You know, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
I couldn't be in an office job, put it that way. I couldn't sit behind a desk for 8 hours. I would go crazy. I need something that's changing all the time. There's no exact same scenario when I go to work. I'm sure it's for Ken too. But everything is different. Every day is different. Every position that you work is different. You'll have routine things that go on, but everything is different. It's always changing. It's not a very monotonous job.
Yeah, it's the same thing every day. It's just different.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us. Ken Hoff, Scott Didimo, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Scott Didimo and Ken Hoff are both air traffic controllers with the FAA. They're being honored today with the Archie League Medal of Safety for making great saves in 2004. You can hear audio of these and other air traffic control saves at our website, npr.org.